Today, my daughter Salish is going on 5 dates in 24 hours. But of course, there's a twist to it. I've prepared a bunch of challenges to test Kata.
Oh!
You know how much you matter to me.
This is so awkward.
I just want to prove to you that I'm the one for you.
Did you guys kiss on your date?
So I can see if he's the right one to date my little girl or if he's just playing with her feelings.
What's your name?
Casey.
Kato, nice to meet you.
Would you want to hang out sometime? Like, go on a date?
Oh, I'm, like...
Thank you.
If he passes all the tests, I will pay for a dream date wherever they want to go. But the real question is, when he asks her, will she say yes?
Would you like to go out again?
Starting with... go-karts! Whoever loses this race has to pay.
What?
Are you ready?
I'm not paying!
Come on.
Let's go!
Whoa, wait. Hands in the first 5 seconds of a date? Oh, this is gonna be a long day for me. Salish and Kato recently went on their first date, and after the date, Kato sent me a very nice text asking if he could take my daughter out again. Oh, here they go. So I said, where would you want to take her? And he sent me 5 dates, all of which they're doing today.
Salish, you're going down. You know that, right?
No, you're going down.
Now, I'm gonna guess that Kato is a faster driver than Salish given her history.
Which one's the brain?
Driven you, but he's got to make a very important decision. Does he win and make Salish pay?
Yes, I'm winning.
Or does he intentionally lose so that he can pay?
Okay, she is not winning this, bro. Bye.
I do not want to pay.
The first test of Kato is generosity.
Guys, she's losing this. She's paying for this whole thing.
What? Wait a minute. Now he's cooking her.
Guys, I just saw Jordan. He does not look happy.
He's very good at this anymore.
I thought he was letting her win, but no, now he's just winning. Is he gonna make Salish pay for this date?
I'm winning this. She's paying for this whole thing, bro. This is easy money.
He was driving with his arms back like, this is so easy, I'm cooking her. What, are you kidding me? No, he's taunting. Salish, win. He's taunting you.
This is not my first time racing. I've been doing this since I was like 11. She just crashed. Oh my God.
Kato's always said he's super generous. He pays for everything all the time. He's told me that multiple times. And right now he's about to make Salish pay for the first date. Salish, please beat him. Please.
He's taunting you.
Don't hit things. All right, I think we're nearing the final lap and it looks like Kato is gonna take it home and Salish has to pay for this first date. Go.
Oh, thanks. Oh, he let me do it.
Salish, go take the win. Oh, he's counting down. He's not gonna be able to win. I think he just gave it to her.
I like being competitive. That's like what I do.
Am I gonna win?
Wait, if he comes back from this, that would be crazy. He gave her a 7-second head start. In the last lap, they're neck and neck. Yeah, little girl! Look, he's closing the gap. Did you see that turn? He just took the lead at the last minute. There is no way.
No, he's winning now.
I told you guys, this is not my first time racing.
Checkered flag, it's all over, and...
No, he won!
Kato won the whole thing. Salish has to pay for the first date. He failed my first test.
I hate Kato.
Not a good look, Kato. Definitely lost that challenge.
That's pretty sad. Thought you were gonna do better than that.
You're pretty sad.
Guys, she lost the race, she lost the bet, now she has to pay.
I hate you.
It's gonna be expensive too.
I have to pay $53. Well, look, I'm saving a whole $3.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
No, no, Kato.
They're fighting.
No, I'm just kidding. I can't let you pay.
No,
I can't
let Kato. You pay.
Oh, he's paying.
All right, I paid. Got it. Thank you.
Okay, I didn't see that coming. So he won and he paid.
I'll take the receipt, please.
Thank you, Kato.
Of course. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're such a good person.
So he proved he's competitive and generous. Two good qualities. Okay, he passed that challenge and he moves on to the next day.
When I'm 16, people better get off of those roads.
Wait, how was your guys' dinner on Monday?
We went to Din Tai Fung, then we did VR, and then we went to a movie.
What movie?
The Weapons.
Bertram is my favorite character. He's so funny.
I feel like Jesse is before your time, though.
No, I watched every single
Jesse
episode.
Is not before
I watched
my time.
All of it, every day.
They seem really close right now, but let's see what happens later when I put their relationship to the test.
Yeah. Are you Salish?
Yeah.
Can I talk to him first?
Yeah, let's go.
Kato, right?
Yes.
I've seen you like all over my TikTok. Would you want to hang out sometime, like go on a date?
Cato, this next challenge is protector. I want to know that you can keep my daughter safe, so I want to find out how hard you can punch the bag. Now, if you can beat me, I will pay for the go-karts.
Deal.
All right, let's do it. Strong handshake, here we go.
Wait, okay, straighten out your back.
Oh, yikes. I can't straighten out my back because unlike you, I'm tall. I gotta get low because this thing is low. It's made for guys, you know, under 6 foot. It's fine.
I am six.
You and Sayles are basically the same height, and then it's your hair. All right, ready? Here we go.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
Ah! Kano, you have to beat a 763 to prove to me you can protect Sayles and for me to pay for the go-karts.
Got it.
Come on, Kano, you got it.
Oh, I feel good about my chances. I feel good about my chance.
Yay! Woo! Good job. He won.
I'm actually happy you won and you passed both challenges. Moving on.
Thank you.
Wow, that was strong, actually. What they don't know is I set up a stranger to come over and flirt with Sayles and see how Cato handles it, because I definitely don't want a guy dating my daughter who's jealous.
I hit 800, but I was just taking it easy. I couldn't hit 1,000.
For sure. Like, that's not that hard. Like, easily.
Excuse me? Yeah. Are you Sayles?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you for a
yeah,
second?
Yeah, let's go.
Wow, this is so cool. I'm a big fan.
Nice to meet you.
Are you seeing this?
Kato looks a little annoyed right off the bat.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I thought you were cute.
Thank you.
You have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend.
I told Sayles about this challenge, so she's playing along just to see if Kato's jealous or not.
Dude, keep putting it in my phone.
I'm just giving him my snap.
Oh, he just jumped right in there.
It's good, bro. What's your name? What's up, Keaton? Keaton, nice to meet you, bro. Nice to meet you. Pleasure. Here, I can put it in for you. Okay, I added her secret one too. Oh, you did? Yeah. Appreciate it. I got a picture with you too. My sister's a big fan. I got you. Let's do it. All right. You have a good one, bro. Thank you. You too.
Stay
nice
safe.
To meet you. Yeah, nice
you
to meet you. Safe.
Nice to meet you.
Let's go. He did not get her snap.
I think Cato handled that really well. He was nice to the boy, but he also made sure everybody knew Sayles was protected. So what just happened?
Some boy tried to get her snap.
Oh, and did he get it?
No, I gave him my snap, and he thought it was hers.
I like it. Let's move on next date.
Okay.
Nothing weird about this. Sayles, Kate, we're actually making separate.
Okay, what's happening?
Nothing.
No, you said, what's up? You like those plants, bro.
I like them. My favorite flowers are white roses, look.
I thought you liked tulips.
Kato, look at me. I really like that flower, okay? Aw, thank you. Like, okay. This is my favorite flower. What's my favorite flower?
White roses.
Good job.
Sayles is telling Kato all kinds of things about herself. What he doesn't know is that he's gonna be quizzed on all of it later.
What is this? What is this? We're setting up a shot and I look over and they're just...
We were talking about a car
that was
down
there. No, that's not the part I'm talking about, Kato. I'm talking about the arm thing.
I need a kid. I want kids right now. I want kids so bad. How many kids do you want? You want two or three?
Two.
I want five.
Five?
Five or six. No.
Six, seven.
All right, for the next date is Topgolf. I'm going to be measuring your honesty. Whoever hits it further that round gets to ask the other person a question. Kato, why don't you go first?
I'm using golf to test two things for Kato. Number one, does he have a sense of humor about himself? Because I know he's not any good at golf, but now he's going to show millions of people he has a terrible golf swing. Is that going to embarrass him, or is he going to laugh about it? Are you embarrassed to do this, or are you good?
A little, but I think it's fun.
This is testing their truthfulness with each other. Is Kato willing to ask her hard questions? Sayles willing to answer them and vice versa.
All right, Kato, you can go first.
How do you do this? Colin, I don't know how to do this.
Go like this. You just go like that, and then you go like that.
I throw myself out into the golf club.
No, you got it. Come on, lock in. Kato, that's cheating.
I lost that one.
Okay, huh.
No!
Oh, Sayles, if you don't hit it that far, he has gets to ask you a question.
I didn't think I would hit it that good.
Okay, ask me your question.
Okay, did you ever like Nadal?
Yeah, I liked him like probably when I was like 10, I think. Like the first time I met him, I liked him, and then like, I don't know.
Now it's my turn again?
Come on, you got it, Kato. Boom! Oh.
26 yards, say.
I got that, easy.
0 yards.
You did that 100 times.
That was just practice.
I made it to the red one.
Did you have fun on our first date?
Obviously I had fun or I wouldn't be here, Kato.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
My turn.
Oh, that was actually kind of a vulnerable question. What if she said no?
No, what the heck? Why did you turn good?
Okay, your turn. You have to hit it all the way to the green.
Okay, we'll start thinking about another question, Kato.
Okay.
All right, what's the question?
If we were to go on another date, where would you want to go?
Well, I don't know if I want to go on another date with you.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you at the end of the day.
Okay, deal.
Based on what happened today, would you like to go out again?
Nope, that sucked. Do it again.
Yes, I might win.
No, we do it again. Back up.
You gotta say. Oh! And right in the center of the bullseye, that means she gets to ask you two questions.
Oh, really?
Two?
Wait, what?
How many girls have you kissed?
Honestly, two.
That's it?
You make it, that's it.
No. Yeah.
I can lie and say more. Okay, next question, please.
So you have to say who the better kisser was, but you can only say the first girl or the second girl.
Oh, second girl.
Wait. Hold on. You said you've dated one girl and you've kissed two girls and you went on a date with Salish. So I'm gonna ask you this one truthful question. Did you guys kiss on your date?
You don't kiss on
your date. Okay, next, we're going to the next thing.
We're about to do the next challenge, but first, while I'm talking to them, I'm gonna send Moo and Boomer in to see if Kato likes her dogs. Because of course, if you're gonna date Salish, you gotta also like her dogs.
Good job, Moo! Oh, you're a good boy.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, we're gonna move on. You passed that challenge without even realizing it. I sent both dogs in to see how you liked her dogs. Because if you're gonna date Salish, you gotta actually love her dogs. Okay, Moo and Boomer both loved Kato, which is a really good sign because dogs are a great judge of character. You two are about to go on a dinner date, but before you do, you have to get ready. This next challenge is to test your trust of Salish.
What does that mean?
Salish will have the opportunity to dress you however she wants for this date.
Is that what this is for?
That's what this stuff is here. You could choose to make Kato look super good with a nice outfit that's there or silly.
I don't trust Salish with this one.
Hey!
Also, if Salish chooses, she can do your skincare with her brand new Sincerely Yours Skin Light exclusively at Sephora.
Now that I trust her with.
Your skin will only look good if you use it. Like, look at this skin. Look at that. Come on.
Okay, don't use an example of your skin. They will buy it.
All right, I'm going to let you two do this. Have fun. We all know that Salish is a prankster, so I'm super excited to see exactly what she does to him. What kind of makeup, what outfit. This is going to be funny.
Wait, what is that?
Moisturizer. Next is a spray. Ew, why do you eat it?
Why are you putting sunscreen on my face? We're not even going outside.
It's like actually good for your skin, and Sincerely Yours is the best skincare.
Well, I can't argue with that.
By the way, guys, you can get all of my Sincerely Yours skincare exclusively at Sephora, and it's in store right now. So go get it right now. Like, leave it and go get it right now. Actually, maybe finish the video, and then you can go. I'll give you the most natural blush.
I don't think guys are supposed to wear blush.
Okay, but this is a natural
blush. Just to let you know, there are guys watching this video. And my friends. Okay, so Salish, do you do this every single morning?
Like almost every single morning.
Is that why you look so good when we call?
Thank you. Like the lip liner twins.
Okay. Wait, what do I have to do just to keep my lips normal?
Just don't move them. Oh, this one's dark. You're just gonna get cat chapstick now. It tastes good. Why do you put your lips like that when I put chapstick on? You're like just put them normal. Last step.
Oh, that tastes sweet.
Okay, I think that's enough.
I like Kato. I really do. He's a nice kid. But liking Kato and being Team Kalish are two totally different things. I'm not on Team Kalish yet.
Two of my friends thought your name was Kalish.
Oh my God.
They always text me and they're like, how's Kalish? And I'm like, that's not his name.
Why are you talking about me to your friends?
I'm not, but they see you on TikTok. They do.
These challenges are gonna get way more embarrassing for Kato and a lot more difficult.
Those green eyes got me falling tonight.
That was the scariest thing that ever happened to me.
You guys have been so incredibly supportive of Sincerely Yours since we launched 2 weeks ago that it is already sold out at Sephora.com, which is insanity. So if you want to shop online, scan this QR code to shop directly at Sincerely-Yours.com. Or you could just buy it at your local Sephora. Thank you so much.
Next thing, Kato, we're gonna pick you out an outfit.
Do we think Sailor's gonna make Kato look ridiculous to go to the restaurant, or do you think she's gonna make him look good? That's the big question, but he's trusting her either way.
You can wear this outfit.
Actually?
Yeah. All right, I got you these pants. They're black pants. I got this tank top from H&M. I got this jacket from H&M, and he is a size medium. 3, 2, 1. Whoa, okay, that looks pretty good. Oh, I styled you well, and I gave you good makeup.
Good job.
So you're welcome. I guess I trust you, so you can pick my outfit.
Here you go.
No, I'm not wearing that.
I like this one.
I'll wear that one.
No, wear this one.
I know that Jordan's really worried, but I trust Salish, and really, Kato is such a nice guy. Like, I think he's a really good one.
Salish, Kato, you ready for date number 3? Come on down. I cannot wait to see what she put him in. This is gonna be funny. Wait, what? You made him look good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
He looks great. Wow, I thought this was gonna be different. You guys look too good.
Thank you.
And you trusted her and she did this anyway.
Yeah, I look good.
This is just, the next date is the Tin Roof Bistro. They're going to dinner. The only thing is, there's a series of things I would expect a young man to do if he's dating my daughter at dinner. Number one, does he open the door for her?
Thank you.
I guess so, but there's a bunch more. The first test was to open the door for Salish, which he did, and the second test was to let her sit first, which he did.
What are you gonna get?
I'll get whatever you get.
Whatever I get, you're not gonna like what I get.
I'm watching to see if Kato can pass all of these tests of good manners on his dinner date with Salish. If he gets 3 strikes, then he fails this test and the date is over.
Don't put your elbows on the table. Kato, so you like just keeping your elbows on the table? You just got an X. If you get 3 X's in this, we're not going on to the next date. I was a server for 15 years, and the worst thing is when a young man is dating a woman and he tries to show off by being rude to the server. I want to make sure that Kato is not that kind of guy.
May I please have the local green?
Looks like he's letting her order first. Another green check mark.
I'll have the Fearless Caesar, please, with extra dressing. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
He's being super nice to the server, so that is definitely a green check mark.
Thank you so much. Having good manners, impeccable hygiene.
No. Kato, you're on your phone at dinner?
Yeah, I'm looking up the manners.
Shouldn't you already know them? 2 X's. 2 X's.
Jordan!
It's cold, right?
Your hands are you cold?
No. I am cold.
You want my jacket?
Kato.
Yeah?
Who told you to wear a tank top to dinner? Tank top from H&M.
He's been taught well. I gotta give it to his parents or whoever taught him, because he's a gentleman. Check.
You wanna freak your dad out?
Yeah.
Okay, let's share a drink. Wait, let's make sure he's watching.
They're drinking out of the same glass. You're sharing a drink?
Yeah.
You have your own drink, buddy.
That was her straw, thanks.
Throughout these dates, Salish has been casually saying random things, and at the end of the day, I'm gonna test Kato to see if he remembers all of them and prove that he's a good listener.
What the frick is that?
Wait, is he about to kiss her?
What?
Oh. You can sit over here. You don't need to sit that close, okay?
Okay.
You don't need to sit that close. All right, good. They both got their salads. Neither of them have taken a bite, but if Kato takes a bite before Salish, that's very bad manners. He gets his 3rd X, and I am not paying for dream date.
Are you gonna eat yet?
I was just waiting for you to eat.
Okay, he knew to let her eat first. Another check. One more left. Here, I really hope Kato eats with his mouth closed. You cannot be nom nom.
So I was talking.
No! You just talk with your mouth open with your food in it.
Kato!
No, I didn't.
Oh my God, that's the 3rd X.
Kato just got 3 strikes, which means the date should be over, but it looks like Salish is having a lot of fun.
Okay, they just dropped the check. I'm gonna give him one more chance. He has 3 X's. If he pays the bill, I'm gonna call it a wash. We go to the next date.
No, never let a lady pay for the dinner. I like this.
Remember, if Kato passes all of my challenges, I will give him my credit card and they can go on a dream date wherever they want if Salish agrees to go on that date. I said, if you got 3 strikes, that we were not gonna continue on with this, no more dates. And you got 3 strikes. But then you offered to pay for dinner and I can see that Salish is happy, so I'm giving you a pass this one time. But I promise you, if you fail the next challenge, this is over, no dream date for you.
I'll give you the hug Salish never gave you.
For the next date, we're at the Gardena Cinema, and the challenge is gonna be, do you have a sense of humor about yourselves? But first, you might wanna get some popcorn or candy, whatever you want.
May I please have Milk Duds? I always get them. Thank you.
Here you go.
Have my phone. No.
Oh. That's.
Oh, and he paid.
First, he's not there.
Oh!
Is that little Kato?
No, goodbye.
Kato, come on. I don't want to watch a movie by myself.
No, I'm good. We'll watch it.
Kato is about to watch a bunch of cringy clips of himself.
Holy moly, I never thought I was this cringe.
And then you always lick your lips. You were like...
I didn't... Oh, I did, actually. Oh.
You were like, I wish I could go back.
Bravo. Oh my gosh, you're just picking the worst clip.
Which way should I go?
Oh my god.
This is actually fun to film, but oh my gosh. This is not happening. Somebody slap me.
So we're finding out if Kato has a sense of humor about himself.
No, you can't put this on there. Oh, Ew.
All right, so Kato's able to laugh at himself, but does he want to be done, or will he take more to save Salish?
You have a choice to make. You can either continue to watch more cringe stuff of Salish that will embarrass her, or we won't play any more awkward Salish moments, and instead we'll watch more of your cringe moments.
Well, you can pick me, but like that's gonna be embarrassing, but...
We'll just do more videos of me.
Wait,
are you
really?
Sure?
Yeah, I've already embarrassed myself enough.
Oh,
it can't get worse
you,
than
Kato.
That.
That was the test. You don't have to watch any more cringe of yourself.
We didn't have to watch that?
You had to watch that, but you don't have to watch another round of it. Last decision. Do you want to watch more Kato cringe or a movie?
Movie.
Kato.
What?
I'm just kidding. A movie.
They're gonna watch a movie, and when that's done, we're gonna go next and final date. And if you pass those challenges, you get to go on a dream date by yourself.
It's a super scary movie, and I wanna make sure Kato is good with scary movies because Salish loves them.
Oh, I know this scene!
Hello?
I love this part.
What? Not just some scary movie.
Oh! Oh! You good?
Nope.
Okay, come here.
And he's making sure she's good.
Turn on the patio lights.
Don't watch. Actually, watch.
They handled it. We're gonna go on to the final date. The final date is a beach date, but to get to the location of your date, you've gotta use this tandem bike to show that you can do teamwork.
We could do that.
Yeah, we got that.
I want to make sure Kato keeps Salish safe, so there's two helmets there, and he better suggest they wear them.
Oh, wait, suggest to wear helmets.
Yeah, I know that.
Did you hear me say that thing about a helmet?
No. Bro, if my mom found out I didn't wear a helmet.
Okay, I will meet you guys at the pier. If you make it there, that means you did it with teamwork.
Okay, ready?
I can't see what's in front of us, though, Kato.
It's okay. Just keep pedaling. You want to go super fast?
Sure.
Vroom, vroom.
You're about to drive onto the gas. How can we go back to being friends when we just had a bad?
So are you having fun so far on the date?
So much fun.
Yeah, keep up.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, having fun because you're here.
Left, right, left, right.
Good. Will you pass the teamwork test? The next test is, are you a good listener?
Oh.
Whoa, what do you mean? Oh, wait, whoa.
Salish has been planting some seeds for you, and we're about to find out how good a listener you are.
I get it. Oh my gosh, it clicked. It all clicked.
Let's go down the beach.
What Kato doesn't know is that this girl is actually his next challenge, and she's waiting for my signal.
All right, Kato, so throughout the dates that you've been on, Salish has been saying some stuff to you that you probably didn't know. And I'm about to ask and see if you listened enough to remember them, because they were just throwaway things.
Okay.
And if you didn't remember everything, we're done.
No, how is that even close to fair?
She was your date all day. You gotta be a good listener. You wanna date my little girl. Okay, ready? What does Salish always get for a movie?
Milk duds.
I always get them.
Okay. What is Salish's favorite childhood TV show? Kato.
We were talking about it with Jake. Remember when we were sitting on the steps at F1? I watched every single
Jesse
episode.
Is not before
I watched
my time.
All of it. And we were talking about his middle name.
Why are you giving him so many hints?
Oh, Bertram! Oh, Jesse!
Does that count? I'm gonna maybe send you off.
No.
Okay, ready?
No. Okay.
How many kids does Salish want?
Oh, 6 or 7.
Hey, why did you remember that one so well?
Because it was 6, 7.
I want 5. No, probably actually 6.
6, 7.
What are the 4 products of Salish's skincare? Sincerely yours.
Serum, sunscreen, she used a moisturizer, she used like this cleaning thing.
Face cleanser.
Okay.
You got it.
Go get yourself some. Sincerely yours at Sephora. What is Salish's go-to meal? You asked her when she was looking at the menu.
Salad.
May I please have the local green?
Wait. No.
I texted you a picture of it like
rice. All white rice.
This okay. No, I've got one more question for you, Salish. Go. Just leave.
Okay.
One last question that you have to get to go on to the next challenge. It's about how well you remember your first date with Salish.
Why did they make me leave? What are they talking about?
It was the first date you've been asking to go out with her for a long time. What was Salish wearing on your first date?
She was wearing jeans.
Okay.
And
this is big.
It was a blue tank top with two white stripes on the side and the number 14.
You took a photo of her.
Yeah.
Let's pull it up and see if you were right.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, you got it exactly right. The number. You got the number, you got the color, you got the style of shirt. Okay, that is super impressive, actually. There's one final challenge. This is not gonna be easy. Okay, I'm gonna go get Salish. You just chill.
Do I stay here?
Yeah, you can stay here because we're gonna come back and do it here. I'm sorry I did this, but I had Kato wait on the beach and I just set him up with a girl that's gonna go flirt with him.
Okay, I don't care.
Hey, excuse me, yes? You're Kato, right?
Yes.
I've seen you like all over my TikTok. It's nice to meet you, I guess.
Nice to meet
you. I'm Casey. It's nice to meet you.
What's your name?
Casey.
Kato, nice to meet you.
I know this sounds weird and like I'm just now seeing you, but like would you want to hang out sometime, like go on a date?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm super sorry. I don't want to sound rude.
It's okay. I totally get it.
No. It's a pleasure to meet you though.
It's nice to meet you too.
Nice to meet you. Hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You're good. Thank you.
Hi.
What happened?
He was really polite. Like, he was like super polite, but he declined.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trying. Kato, you can come up. I thought you guys left. That was a setup.
Oh.
What did you say?
I was like, sorry, no. Hope you have a great day. And then she left.
Aww.
So now we just found out that he's loyal, he can do teamwork, he's a pretty good listener, but you were helping him with it.
What was the last question?
What were you wearing on your first date together?
What was I wearing?
Jeans and a blue tank top with a number 14 and two stripes on the side.
I didn't even remember that.
If you are willing to do this last challenge, then I will make my final decision at the end. You released a song recently. I can't lie, those green eyes got me falling tonight. And you didn't say who you were thinking of in that song. So I would like you to tell us right now, who was the song about?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Truthfully?
Yes.
Not lying?
No.
Salish.
So you recorded a song for Salish, but you've never sung it to her, have you?
Mm-mm.
Would you like that opportunity right now?
I don't play guitar.
I thought you might say that, so don't worry, we already have one. I want to introduce everybody to somebody. This is my Uncle Buzz. Uncle Buzz is not just a professional guitarist, he is one of the greatest guitarists that's ever lived. He's amazing. If you have confidence in yourself, you'll do it publicly, not just in a studio.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You might want to stick around for this last moment, because wow, this is gonna be something.
We got this, Buzz.
This is so awkward.
Yeah, this is
I
awkward.
I can't do this.
This is awkward, but it's proving a lot.
And there's so many people watching.
There's people watching. Now listen, this is saying a lot about Kato. He's got a lot of courage to do this. He's got a lot of confidence. I'm very impressed he's doing this. I'll be over here.
I'll be over here too.
Okay, you ready?
I can't lie, those green eyes got me falling tonight. That white smile got me losing my mind.
He's got some guts.
I can't wait to be with you. I just wanna hold your sweet thing. Just walk my way, and I'm hoping that you'll stay. Cause if not, I might be shattered. You know how much you matter to me. You're on replay, in the back of my mind all day. I don't wanna lose you. I just wanna prove to you that I'm the one for you, baby, cause I'm the one for you.
You good? All right.
Even though Kato was really nervous to sing his song, he was more concerned about how Salish was feeling.
You good?
Good you job. Sure? That was really good.
That was awesome.
Okay, now there's a lot of people watching us.
Kato, I think you passed all of the challenges. It's been an incredible day, actually. You've done every challenge. It's been really great to get to know you better. And so now I have something important to say. Buzz, cue some emotional music. Thank you.
This is the first time I will have ever done this. I am excited for you to take my daughter Salish out on a second date.
Actually?
Yes. I said I would give you my credit card. You can take her wherever you want with this, but first you have to get her to say yes. So it's her decision at the end if you guys go out on another date. So why don't you go for a walk and see what she says.
Did you actually enjoy that, or was that embarrassing? Be honest.
No, it was like you were good at it, but it was embarrassing because people were looking at me. And there was a lot of people.
Your hair does smell good.
Does it actually?
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it.
I have a feeling I know what her answer is going to be.
So, your dad gave me his credit card, which I still have. By the way,
you're
just
gonna keep it.
So, based on what happened today, would you like to go out again?
Yeah.
Like for us, aside from like YouTube and all that?
Yeah.
Salish said yes, and they're gonna go on another date, but we are going to leave that to them privately, and we're not gonna share it on YouTube, but they had a great time, they were beautiful together, and we'll see you next week.